Welcome back to In Focus with David Coletto. I'm your host, David Coletto. On the podcast today, I do something a little bit different. I want to share the results of a new poll we released today on the federal political scene in Canada. The data comes from a survey that we conducted at Abacus Data of 2,000 Canadian adults conducted between March 2nd and March 5th. The poll has a sampling error of 2.1%, 19 times out of 20. In this podcast, I will look at the results of our horse race, how Canadians feel about the federal political leaders, and how the evolution of impressions towards the federal government's handling of the COVID-19 crisis. All that and more on this special edition of In Focus. Well, thanks for listening to this special episode of In Focus with David Coletto. Today, my colleague Bruce Anderson and I released new polling numbers on the state of Canadian politics. We found that the Liberals have regained the lead as the mood of the country seems to have brightened. Our latest polling shows that if an election were held today, the Liberals would get about 34% of the vote, up slightly from last month. The Conservatives are at 30%, the Democrats at 18%, and the Greens at 7%. Back at the beginning of February, we had a much closer race with the Liberals and Conservatives separated by a single point. Regionally, the Liberals have a 9-point lead in Ontario and a 19-point lead in Atlantic Canada. In Quebec, the Liberals and the Bloc are statistically tied, while in BC, we continue to find a close 3-way race between the Conservatives, the New Democrats, and the Liberals. As they have for quite some time, the Conservatives lead by wide margins in the prairies. Now, one thing that we added new to this survey, as we've done in the lead-up to past elections, is we asked Canadians to what extent they want change in government. Back at the end of the 2019 federal election, 52% of respondents said they definitely wanted a change of government. 17% said they wanted change, but it wasn't that important to them. 11% wanted the Liberals re-elected, but it wasn't important, while 20% at the time definitely wanted to see the Liberals re-elected. Today, we see a very different environment. While more people definitely want the Liberals out than want them in, only 39% are definitely wanting a change, down 13 points from the end of that 2019 campaign. What this shows, in my mind, is an electorate that is far less agitated and angry at the Liberals and much more open to being persuaded to re-elect them. When it comes to some of the political fundamentals, we don't see a whole lot of change. Mr. Trudeau's personal numbers remain pretty consistent from our last survey. 40% have a negative view of the Prime Minister, compared to 37% who view him positively. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh continues to have the best net favorable rating, 34% positive, 25% negative. That's largely the same as it was at the beginning of last month. But for Conservative leader Erin O'Toole, our trend line, it does not look positive. Over the last number of months, his negatives have risen. He now has 32% of Canadians having a negative view of him, compared to 20% who view him positively. Those positive numbers have not moved in 3 months. In fact, they're as low as they've been for most of the last few months of 2020 and into 2021, while his negatives at 32% are as high as they have been in our tracking. Now, one way that we tried to understand what might be driving people's perceptions of our party leaders is to ask, for each of these party leaders, do you tend to think of them as more preoccupied with the interests of their political party or with the interests of the country and Canadians as a whole? And what we learned is that overall, Canadians are pretty cynical. A majority in every case felt that the party leader, whether it was Jagmeet Singh, Justin Trudeau, Erin O'Toole, tended to be more preoccupied with their party than country. But there was some important differences. Mr. Singh had more people feel that his best interest lied with the country, 49%, 43% felt the same way about Mr. Trudeau, while only 1 out of 3 felt that Erin O'Toole put the interests of the country more than the interests of his party. And even more important, when we look at those who are open to voting for each of these parties, about 40% open to voting NDP, about 51% vote open to voting Liberal, and about 45% open to voting for the Conservatives, we see the same pattern. Less than half of those open to voting Conservative believe that Erin O'Toole tends to be more preoccupied with the interests of the country than the interests of the party. In my mind, that is a signal that Mr. O'Toole continues to have significant challenges. Our survey also continued to explore how Canadians are feeling about the federal government's performance when it comes to COVID-19. And for the most part, we find that clear majorities feel the government is doing either an excellent or acceptable job in almost every area that we explored. For example, sharing timely and useful information about the pandemic. 3/4 think the government's doing an excellent or acceptable job. Supporting the economic needs of Canadians, similar numbers. Supporting the provincial government, similar numbers. Finding the right balance between protecting health and the economy, a little lower there, 1/3 give the government poor or terrible grades, but generally speaking, still very positive. On one of the areas where we had seen in past surveys a growing disappointment, perhaps anger, perhaps impatience, was on how the government's done in getting vaccines that Canadians need in a timely fashion. This is the area where the government gets its lowest marks, but they have improved over the last month. Back at the beginning of February, 48% of Canadians described the government's performance on vaccine procurement as poor or terrible. Today, it's down 7 points to 41, while positive impressions are up 4%, up to 25. So for a while there, particularly between January and February, the federal government's perceived performance on vaccines really took a hit. We're starting to see those numbers improve. The last point about this poll that I think is important to note is it feels like, and it looks like in our data, that the mood of the country is starting to improve. When we ask people, do they think the country's headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction, 42% feel it's headed in the right direction. That's the highest it's been since November. Same optimism carries over into how people feel about the direction of the United States or the direction of the world. 30% feel the U.S. is headed in the right direction. That is the highest it has been since we have tracked that question. Back in January, just about 2 months ago, that number was 12%. So almost more than doubling in the course of a month and a half. 28% of Canadians feel the rest of the world is headed in the right direction. And so when I look at what all these numbers mean, the political environment for the governing Liberals has improved since our last report in early February. The Liberals have regained a clear lead over the Conservative. Impressions of the government's handling of the pandemic, especially vaccine procurement, are improving. And the desire for change is considerably lower than it was at the start and end of the 2019 Canadian general election. As the Conservative Party rolls out an ad campaign to introduce its leader to Canadians, these numbers iterate the challenge facing Mr. O'Toole because his negatives continue to rise. More people think he's focused on the interests of his party rather than the country, and the desire for change is doing little to push his party's support up. For more details about this poll, visit abacusdata.ca, where you'll find all the graphics, all the details, and the methodology. If you enjoyed this podcast, I encourage you to subscribe. Please rate us if you like what you hear so that we can get this podcast out to more people. Until next time, thanks for listening and have a great day.